When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sports presents the PIAA Class AAA Wrestling Regionals. Postseason wrestling on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Feeders Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now from Altoona, here's Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, the finals of the Super Regionals. First time ever. Postseason changed around significantly by the PIAA because of the COVID restrictions. The Super Regionals this evening in Altoona include the Northwest Region, the Southwest Region, the South Central Region, and I think that's it. That's enough. As I look through the brackets this week and reading some of the things, 80% of the top 10 ranked wrestlers in the state were in this tournament. So that means only 20% were in the East. And I want to tell you what, it was a place where state place finishers from last year went to die. There are a lot of guys not making a return trip, and we're talking some fairly high place finishers that are not going to go back to Hershey next week. That event will take place for the AAA all day Saturday instead of a three-day event like it's been in the past. Only eight wrestlers going to be in that bracket, and they will complete the tournament in one day. Now, as far as the news goes of wrestlers in our area, Salem Grove Sales down to one wrestler, Nate Schoen, at heavyweight in the finals here this evening. Their other wrestler who was here this weekend, Coy Bastian, got beat in the semifinals and then lost in the consolation semifinals. He will wrestle for a fifth-place spot, but the only way he would get a trip is if one of the top four were not able to make it. So Bastian eliminated unless something happens to one of the top four. And as we did last week, 145 pounds is where we are starting. And the championship bout will be Wyatt Henson, a senior from Waynesburg, 29-0. He was a state champion last year at 138 against John Altieri, a senior from Norwin. He was a fourth-place finisher at 138 last year. He is 29-3. These two wrestled last week, 8-3. Henson was the winner. So Henson trying to double up on that state championship. Let's see what he does. Henson right away in on the leg of Altieri, locks in a cradle, gets a takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. They're not going to give it to him. Wrestling for third place, Riley Bauer of Williamsport. He is wrestling Ty Linsenbigler from Hempfield area. Bauer was undefeated until today. He got beat in the semifinals. He got beat by Altieri. And wrestling for fifth place, Mike Trainer of Octorara and Ryan Garvik of Central Dolphin. And wow, Henson brought Altieri hard to the mat. I don't know if it was called a slam, but it sure brought the oohs and ahs out for the fans. Altieri laying on his back, being checked by the trainer, checking his neck. He came down hard. Yeah, they are. What are they showing? Oh, okay, they did call it a slam because they've given Altieri the point. Originally, they showed the point up there for Henson. They're now posting it for Altieri. So it was called a slam, and he does not look like he's getting up anytime soon. He's already 30 seconds into his injury time. They're checking his neck. Looking ahead a little bit at 285 pounds, Nate Schoen of Selms Grove, 36-0 senior, will be wrestling Isaiah Vance, a senior 32-1 from Hempfield. Vance was the state runner-up at 285 last year to Hunter Kotka from Sun Valley. Schoen was the second-place finisher at 220 a year ago, and, of course, a state champion 2 years ago as a sophomore. As a freshman, he finished in fifth place. So Schoen not severely tested today. He did have one match where they did go the distance. Let me pull that up here real quick. Against Dietz of Hampton. 14-2 major decision. And he pinned McChesney from Greensburg-Salem in just 52 seconds. Dietz was able to ride Schoen a little bit in that first match. So it appears as though the injury time has run out. And indeed, they are going to give the victory to John Altieri by disqualification. In 43 seconds. So an illegal slam by Wyatt Henson, defending state champion at 138. Now, he will get a chance to come back next week. We'll have to see. Altieri, I don't know what want to say he hasn't moved, but they've not let him move since coming down hard on that slam. Looking across the way here, wrestling for third, Rally Bauer of Williamsport tied with Ty Lunzendigler of Hempfield area 2-2. And that is a minute 30 to go in the third period. Wrestling for fifth, Ryan Garvik of Central Dalton is leading 3-0 over Mike Trainer. Trainer from Octoraro. Looking at some of the other final bouts here this evening, Alejandro Herrera Rondon, a senior from Seneca Valley, undefeated at 35-0. He was a fourth-place finisher last year at 132. This is at 152. He'll wrestle Rocco Welsh, who is a sophomore from Waynesburg. Welsh is 24-3. He finished second at 125 last year at the state tournament. At 160 pounds, Cole Spencer, a senior at 22-1 from Pine Richland, fourth place at 152 last year. Excuse me. He'll wrestle Ethan Richter, a senior from Bellefont, undefeated at 21-0. He was a state qualifier last year after winning the region. At 172, Trey Kibe, a senior from Mifflin County. He was a fourth-place finisher at 170 last season, 19-0 this season. He will wrestle Luca Augustine, a senior from Waynesburg. He finished sixth at 160 last year, and he is 18-0. At 189 pounds, Brooks Gable. Gable, a familiar last name from the Dallastown area. He is a senior, 25-2. He was a state qualifier after winning the regionals last year. He'll wrestle Ethan Rossman, a senior from Bellefont. He also was a state qualifier, 21-2 this season. And at 215 pounds, Jake Lucas of Cumberland Valley, undefeated at 26-0. State fourth at 195 last year, wrestles Josh Harkless, a senior from Wilson-Westlawn, 26-1. He was a regional third-place state qualifier last year. And then, as I mentioned, at 285, Nate Schoen will take on Big Isaiah Vance, probably the biggest kid he's wrestled this season. Isaiah is definitely pushing the 285-pound weight limit. So we are still waiting to see how the wrestler here in front of us, Altieri, is. The training staff The way they're holding his head, I'm going to guess they may put an immobilizer on him. I don't know for sure. He's surrounded by trainers here at Altoona. And it appears as though they're moving along with the other consolation bouts. 152 pounds, Pinero Johnson of Cathedral Prep. Really surprised he is not in the finals here, but he really got beat this afternoon, taking on Jared Kessler of Connellsville and Williamsport's Roman Marone of Williamsport, wrestling Gabriel Belga from Cumberland Valley. Let's take a look here and see. Riley Bauer of Williamsport finishing in third place at 145, so he will advance. His twin brother did not advance this morning in the lighter weights. Now going back through and looking at what happened this morning, as we did last week, we went from 106 to 138 pounds. They cleared the gym, brought in the big guys, and wrestled from there. So this morning, it was Tyler Chappell of Seneca Valley, a 3-1 winner over Dom Flatt from Solanco. At 113, Camden Williams of Manheim Township, just a freshman, a 9-7 winner over Vincent Kilcary of Greater Latrobe, and Kilcary a defending state champion. 120 pounds was Mac Church of Waynesburg with a 4-3 win over Carl Schingeldecker of Chambersburg. And then at 126, Carter Dilbert of Franklin Regional decision, Luke Simcox from Central Mountain. Simcox really looking good here this weekend. Just a freshman. 132, Dylan Chappell of Seneca Valley. They are some tough customers, these Seneca Valley kids. 6-2 win over Briar Priest of Hempfield. 6-5 win. And at 138, it was Finn Solomon of Franklin Regional, 12-1 win over Cole Homet from Waynesburg. Looking back down through some of the consolation wrestling, Williamsport's Kill Nasdio will represent District 4 at 106 pounds. He beat Caden Williams of Manheim Township. Jacob Van D last year was a runner-up at 106, finishes in third place at this tournament with a 10-6 win. Let's see, who else do we have in there? Ethan Bergink of Hempfield, state champion last year, finishes in third. He'll get another trip, but got beat this afternoon. And also, let's see here, Jude Swisher placed last year, making a return trip, as is Chandler Ho, Du Bois. Ho was a sixth place finisher, I think, at 126 last year. Down below in the fifth and sixth places, hoping to get a trip, but only if somebody gets injured. Aiden Lewis of Cedar Cliff, he was a runner-up last year. He's not going back to states this year. Nick Allison, Mifflin County, he was a place finisher last year. He's not going back. And let's see here. Owen Wolcott of State College, losing Braden Bauer, as I mentioned, winning fifth place, but will not advance. And Josh Miller from Central Dolphin, he was a place finisher last year at 138 pounds. He will not be making a return trip to Hershey. So, like I said, just because you did well last year certainly does not guarantee your success this year in this really tough tournament. I mean, this, for all intents and purposes, is the first two rounds of the state tournament. They just happened to have it here. As I mentioned, next week, the AAA tournament will be held in one day on Saturday, and they'll do the same, dividing up the weight classes, the later guys in the morning and the bigger guys in the evening. We will be on the air at around 8 o'clock, and I say at around because they certainly do not have the timing of these tournaments down. They've been running about a half hour behind here both this morning and this afternoon here. But we will be on the air next week at around 8 o'clock for 145 to 285. So it looks like the wrestler John Altieri from Norwin, they have put him on a bodyboard, a neck immobilizer. They have the stretcher waiting, and they're going to be taking him off for some observation after getting slammed hard by Wyatt Hansen. Certainly did not appear to be anything intentional. It's just sometimes that's what happens when you wrestle. Altieri's teammates coming over to check on him. So they will be taking him in the ambulance to be checked out. So while we await the next bout at 152, let's take this short timeout. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motors.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And we are back at Altoona. I have to note, I think the motto of the city of Altoona is, hey, this looks like a good place to put a sheets, because they are in every corner. So if you like sheets, this is the place to come. Well, across the way, Consolation Wrestling at 160. Coy Bastion is out on the mat pacing. It looks like they're going to hold up things a little bit until we get wrestling back underway here at 152. Coy Bastion of Selinsgrove will be wrestling Sean Smith of Carlisle. And if we take a look back here, Bastion lost in the first round, in the quarterfinal round, to Fry by fall. It's tie score 3-3, and Fry turned Bastion to his back and pinned him. Coy then came back in the consolations. He beat Cherry from Greensburg-Salem 4-0 before losing to Kranitz 3-1, Kranitz with a takedown in the third period, and rode Bastion out to win that. So Coy now wrestling for fifth place. And again, that is just in case somebody, one of the four in front of him, is unable to compete. So now after the mat's been cleared, but it looks like now we're going to have to mop it down again. That's what they did. They've got of course, the big mops like you see at any wrestling tournament that you go to, but they've got another really unique system where they've got a very wide UV light that they run over the mats after they mop them down. So just a double extra precaution with the UV lights. I mentioned last week that a lot of the wrestlers, I shouldn't say a lot, some of the wrestlers wrestled without face masks. This week, the majority are wrestling without face masks. In fact, they're not even putting anything around their neck to pretend that they're going to wear them. All right, 152 pounds.
Yeah.
All right, what are we doing? Because this does not look like... This looks like 160 in front of us. All right. We really have things messed up. They're showing 160 as being out on the mat. That's exactly who it is.
What are we...
All right, so I don't know what's going on with 152.
Two, from Norwin,
we'll have to Ritter, find out.
And from Red Lion, Ryan
Fry. Right now, Ethan Rickner of Belfont on the mat. For Belfont, Cole Spencer from Pine Richland. We'll keep an eye on the mat across the way with Coy Bastian and Sean Smith. Smith from Carlisle. Undefeated coming into today. Of course, he got beat. He would have gotten beaten twice to be where he's at. As was Bastian. Right now, the wrestlers tie up, break apart. Tie up again. See if you can find out.
They say what they were doing at 152?
Huh. All right. Well, we'll have to pay attention here. 152, they went from 145 right up to 160. Maybe, and they did wrestle the 152 consolations. Bastian and Smith tied up, break apart. Wrestling over on mat number two, concluding quickly. It looks like maybe Ryan Fry of Red Lion, the winner by fall. Coy Bastian and Sean Smith of Carlisle move into the second period scoreless, and Bastian will go down on the mat, referee's down position, and he is going to be cautioned. I tell you what, nobody comes off the bottom faster than Coy Bastian. He just got caught there. He is very good at anticipating the whistle and is out quicker than pretty much anybody else. Smith comes up under the arms of Bastian, rolls him back through to the mat. Bastian sits, clears the hips, short sit, does not get away from Sean Smith. Smith with his pressure high, Bastian stands, working on hand control. Smith picks him up, returns him to the mat. Bastian turns, and Smith rolls him off the edge of the mat. Richter and Spencer in the championship bout, 0-0 after one match, after one period. Smith keeping his pressure high on Sealensgrove's Coy Bastian. Bastian not able to get any distance. Smith ties up the left leg on Bastian. Collar tie. Bastian clears the leg. Smith riding high, but he's got his weight forward. Now pulls Bastian back. Bastian tries to switch, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back into the center to get reset. Having some trouble getting reset. Still 0-0. Smith back to work with a collar tie. Breaks Bastian to the mat. Bastian presses back to his knees. Smith steps from left to rear to right. Riding up under the arms of Coy Bastian, has not really stepped out to try any kind of pinning combination, but Bastian not able to get his hips free. And now the referee down talking to the wrestlers. Smith puts a bar in on the left side, breaks Bastian to his stomach. That is the end of the second period. Score remains 0-0 between Coy Bastian of Seals Grove and Sean Smith of Carlisle. Championship match, Cole Spencer, 2-1 lead over Ethan Richter of Belfont. Spencer from Pine Richland. All right, we are going to go into the third period of wrestling. Wrestlers on their feet. I think that was Bastian's choice. Possibly it was Smith's choice. I don't know. Didn't see who called it. Tied up, wrestling at the edge of the mat. Overhook on the left side by Bastian. And they go off the edge of the mat. Championship mat, 7-3. Cole Spencer of Pine Richland leading Ethan Richter of Belfont. Bastian and Smith. Okay, what happened? Yeah, all right, so Sean Smith started on the bottom. Bastian let him up. Going to try and take him down. But Smith with a 1-0 lead. On their feet, locked up, break apart. Again, they tie up, exchange some thoughts. Bastian in, looks for a double. Smith backpedals, front head on arm. Smith hosses Bastian to his knees. Bastian back up on all fours. Smith snaps him down again. 30 seconds. Sean Smith with that front head now underhooking. Just controlling the tempo, which is what he needs to do here with a 1-point lead. They break apart. 9 seconds. Smith down on one knee. Bastian glances at the clock, shakes his hand. That's the buzzer, and it'll be Sean Smith defeating Seals Grove's Coy Bastian 1-0. So Bastian with a big wave to the Seals Grove fans as he comes off. Hugs his coach, hugs his dad. And his season is over. Meanwhile, on the championship mat, that is just completed. Cole Spencer of Pine Richland with a 10-3 lead, or 10-3 win over Ethan Richter of Belfont. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
And we are back, 172 pounds. Well, you know what? They're giving the 152-pound awards out. And standing up on top of the podium is Alejandro Herrera Rondon. So apparently, go back and see if they list as what happened. And they're just saying a default by Welsh. Let's go back here and see what this says. They haven't posted it. Well, at any rate, Alejandro Herrera Rondon, who is definitely a men among boys, finishing in first at 152. And surprisingly, Pinero Johnson finishing in third. Rocco Welsh beat him. I was looking forward to see him wrestle Herrera Rondon. So, let's go take a look at 172. Trey Kaib from Mifflin County, a senior, 19-0. He was a fourth-place finisher last year at 170. He's wrestling Luca Augustine, a senior at 18-0 from Waynesburg. He was a sixth-place finisher at 160. And Kaib with the quick takedown now gives Augustine his freedom. So the score, 2-1. Augustine beating Lance Urbis, really beat him up 13-0. In the semifinals. Augustine came in second seeded. Trey Kaib of Mifflin County came in first seeded. Wrestlers are on their feet. Tied up. Also wrestling at 172, Sammy Starr of Kiski area, 2-0 lead over Lance Urbis. And apparently the third place, Tate Nichter, was a 2-0 winner over Brian Finnerty. Nichter, brother of a state champion from last year from Chambersburg. Finnerty from Thomas Jefferson. Augustine and Kaib tied up, break apart. And that is the end of the first period of wrestling. 2-1, Trey Kaib lead. Kaib out of Mifflin County. Mifflin County was originally on the Braves' schedule this season, but we all know what happened there. Not a whole lot of dual meets, including Mifflin County. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Kaib of Mifflin County on the bottom. He sits. Augustine up under the arms. Breaks him back down to his knees. Kaib working on hand control. Controls the right hand. Now trying to control the left hand. And does 1 point escape for Trey Kaib of Mifflin County over Larry or Luca Augustine of Waynesburg. He leads 3-1. Of course, Waynesburg down in the very southwestern part of the state. Wrestlers on their feet. Augustine really digging in, driving into Kai, but he's not moving him an inch. Kaib tries to snap him down. They break apart. They lock up on their feet. 50 seconds to go. 3-1. Trey Kaib lead. Wrestler out of the Lewistown area. They break apart. So with the Southwest region here this weekend, one of the teams that is here is North Allegheny. And I mention that because North Allegheny's coach is Sanshiro Abe, or Sonny Abe as he's known. Wrestler several years back for Penn State, and he was also a member of the Olympic team representing Japan. So kind of neat to see that. Come to a high school event, and there's an Olympic wrestler. That is the end of the second period. Kaib of Mifflin County with a 3-1 lead. Forcing another tube outs. It'll be Mr. Schoen looking to make, well, he's already going to make his fourth trip to the state championships, looking to get his fourth medal down there. Anybody that goes to the state championships gets a medal because they're only sending eight, and they award eight, so he will be receiving his fourth state medal, and he'd like to have another shiny gold one, I'm sure. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Augustine from Waynesburg on the bottom. He stands, tries to back heel him to the mat. Can't do it, so he lets him go. And we are at 3-2. These two guys are just going at each other's head. Trying to beat the head. Beat the head, beat the hands. You get a takedown. And lots of pawns. Augustine looks for a leg. Kybe in the defensive mode, backpedals. Minute to go. Kybe is not a defensive wrestler. He needs to go forward. And Augustine not able to penetrate. Kybe should be hit for stalling here very shortly. There it is. He's not even pretending. Now makes a blast double by Kybe. Augustine gives ground. Wizards. Kybe cuts the corner. Takes the far leg. Shelves the left leg. 2-point takedown right at Matt's edge. Very tenacious is Trey Kybe, and it nets him two. Leads 5-2 with just 23 seconds to go. Back in the center, Augustine. Set. Kybe. On top. Back at it. Augustine fires to his feet. Kybe lets him go. Augustine in on the leg of Kybe. Kybe gives ground. Wow. That was close. Augustine just about had the takedown. They're able to slide out of bounds. Augustine on his horse. Kybe going backwards. Augustine wants a leg. Kybe easily keeping that distance, and that is the end of the match. Trey Kybe of Mifflin County, a 5-3 win over Luca Augustine of Waynesburg. 189 pounders up right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
We are back. All right, well, they're giving the awards out. That's why we're waiting. 189 pounders up. Brooks Gable, senior from Dallas Town, 25-2, and Ethan Rossman of Belfont, 21-2 senior. And they are up next. And turn on the brackets here for these guys at 189. The one thing that was really controversial, I guess you could say, this afternoon, Cole Manville from State College, who was the top seed, wrestling Gable from Dallas Town, and it was more of a boxing match. Gable was warned, Gable was penalized, and finally when he went in with a fairly aggressive shot to the head of Gable, he was disqualified. So the top seed disqualified And instead, we've got a wrestler from Dallas Town who was the fourth seed, I think. At any rate, Brooks Gable of Dallas Town against Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte. And we're underway. Now, other wrestling, second place, Justin Hart of Hampton and Colt Burley from Penn Manor. So, okay, because of the disqualification of Manville, there is no need for a fifth place. That is why there's no wrestling going on mat number three. Meanwhile, wrestlers right here in front of me, Ethan Rossman and Brooks Gable locked up. They break apart. Rossman moves in, ties up. They break apart again. Rossman probably about a head taller than Brooks Gable. Tall, lanky wrestler. Rossman moves in, ties up on the head of Gable. They break apart. If I remember correctly, that Dave Gable was a coach at Dallas Town years ago. And I know they've had several Gables on their wrestling team throughout the years. Rossman in, wants a leg. That is the end of the first period, scoreless between Rossman and Brooks Gable. Actually, it was Dallas Town that the Braves defeated back in 2010 to qualify for the state tournament. Tournament they finished in the top eight in the state. Losing to Cannon McMillan by just a pointer, they'd have been in the top four. Hard to believe it was that long ago already, but yes, it was Dallas Town that they beat. In then what was known as the Fieldhouse, now the Lockup Gymnasium, to advance to the state tournament at Hershey. Second period wrestling, referees down position. Gable starts on the bottom, stands. Rossman breaks him down. Now, the referee, oh, blood time. That's what it was. The referee stopped the action. Looks like Gable has a bloody nose. The third place match, Justin Hart of Hampton, a 3-1 winner, or 3-1 lead over Colt Burley of Penn Manor. Hampton's nickname is the Talbots. I looked that up. Talbot is an extinct dog. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be. And there's also some other definitions of it, one of them being Masters of Destruction. So kind of an unusual nickname for Hampton. Rossman and Gable. 0-0, mopping up the blood off of the mat from Brooks Gable's nose. Now, if he ended up getting a bloody nose after being whacked in the face a few times in his semifinal match, doesn't affect him. He's ready to go. Set. Rossman on top. They're back underway. Gable trying an inside stand. Rossman laces that leg. Got a grapevine on the right leg. And trying to get the leg turk in, but a little bit too loose and loses the leg. Gable back to his knees. Gable obviously likes that inside stand, but Rossman really wants him to do that because he puts the grapevine back in on the left side. tough move against a long leggy wrestler like Ethan Rossman. Rossman picks an ankle, riding hard on that left leg. Gable hips in, Mule kicks the leg free. Rossman breaks him flat to the mat. Rossman working left side. Gable presses back to his base. Just waiting to slide that leg in as soon as Gable does the inside stand. Now Gable up on all fours. Rossman breaks him back down. And that is the end of the second period. Still no score between Brooks Gable of Dallas Town and Ethan Rossman from Bellefonte. Coming up next at 2:15 will be Jake Lucas from Cumberland Valley and Josh Harkless of Wilson Westlawn. And it looks like Gable with some more blood coming from the nose, so we've got a timeout. So things going rather slowly here on the championship mat. Go back and see if we can find the published results at 152 for the championship bout. No, they're not showing it. That would be bout 154. Was not contested, so I have to imagine it was an injury forfeit. Meanwhile, Rossman and Gable back at it, third period wrestling. Going to start in their feet. Gable does not want to go down underneath Rossman. Had absolutely not even half a chance to get away from him in the second period. On their feet, tied up. Arm pass attempt by Gable. Rossman snaps down on the head. On their feet. Gable pounds a head tie on the back of the head of Ethan Rossman. They break apart. Gable circling, looking for an angle in on the legs of Rossman, but Rossman's hand defense just way too tough. 1 minute to go in the bout. 1-0. Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte. Oh, nice duck under to a head outside single by Gable. Switches from the single to the double, back to the single. Finds an angle around behind, tackles Rossman, and a 2-point takedown for Gable. Rossman stands, turns, comes around to the side, trying to reverse, but they go off the edge of the mat. Brooks Gable with a beautiful duck under. And now the referee's going to talk about it. They went down. Rossman went down, and as soon as they went down, he snaked around, back around to the rear, and I think that's what they're talking about. I mean, yeah, one referee's talking, the other one's shaking his head. Of course, unlike college wrestling, we have no instant replay. They're going to wave it off. Wow. Going to wave it off. So we are back to 1-0. Gable with that duck under to the single, to the double, back to the single. Tackled Rossman to the mat, and as soon as Rossman hit the mat, came back around to try and get the legs to funk roll. Referee said that counted. Gable really trying to get in on the legs of Rossman, but they go off the edge of the mat with just 2 seconds to go, so it'll be Ethan Rossman with a 1-0 lead, a 1-0 win over Brooks Gable of Dallas Town. 215 pounders up after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealership, what a way to go.
And we are back. 215 pounds, Jake Lucas, a senior from Cumberland Valley, finishing fourth at 195 last year. He's 26-0. He'll wrestle Josh Harkless. Harkless, a senior at 26-1 from Wilson. He was a state qualifier last year. His one loss last week to Jake Lucas by the score of 3-1, so trying to get some revenge here. And let's see, wrestling for, that would be for fifth place. Or for fourth, yeah, for fifth place, Dylan Forbes of New Oxford and Ty Banco of Trinity. Now, let's find out where the third place match is, because that's not going on. They're already saying that Logan Harmon is the winner over Cole Waitman. Let's see if we can tell us why. Again, a medical forfeit or default. They're putting it on here. So, no third place bout. Logan Harmon, winner. So, we've got Lucas and Harkless. These are two big boys. Tying up. Lucas driving in on Harkless. Break apart, back pedal. And they go off the edge of the mat. Now, if you want to know how much of the state this tournament covers, Wilson High School, probably the easternmost high school represented here. They're basically in Reading. northeast of Sinking Spring, southwest of Reading. So about three-quarters of the state here. That is the end of the first period, 0-0 between our 215-pound contestants, Lucas and Harkless. Second period, Lucas on the bottom fires to his feet, 1 point escape. Leads 1-0. Lucas out of Cumberland Valley. Dave Heckard, his head coach. Heckard been down there for quite a while. Heckard, of course, was a state champion for Cumberland Valley back in the 90s, I believe. Played football. I'm trying to remember where he went to college to play football, but came back and wrestled for Penn State for a year. Had a year of eligibility left. Clash between the two big guys and they break apart. Again, they tie up on their feet. Break apart. Lucas trying to get up underneath. Now working really hard on the head of Harkless. Moving Harkless around at will. Tie up. 30 seconds to go in the second period. And they come back to the center to restart. Well, last week it was 3-1, and we're heading in that direction right now. Tied up. Arm pass attempt by Lucas. Back in the center, apart, short time. Can they tie up? And that is the end of the second period. Jake Lucas of Cumberland Valley, a 1-0 lead. Third period wrestling, referees down, position Josh Harkless of Wilson Westlawn. Down on the mat, he's set. Lucas said, oh, I thought he was going to give him the optional start, but instead he said, stand him up. So we are tied. Lucas and Harkless tied at one apiece. Ankle pick attempt by Lucas. Harkless steps away. Again, they clash, break apart. Wrestling for fifth place, Ty Banco of Trinity. 6-2 lead over Dylan Forbes of New Oxford. New Oxford down east of Hanover. Coming up next, the final weight class of the evening, 285 pounds. Nate Schoen of Sealands Grove. Definitely the toughest test of the season for Schoen, wrestling the state runner-up last year at heavyweight. Schoen over in mat number two, bouncing around, getting warmed up. Meanwhile, Harkless and Lucas. Now Harkless in on a single. Sits Lucas down. Lucas whizzers. Harkless comes around to the other side. Two-point takedown for Harkless as they go off the edge of the mat with 41 seconds to go. So Josh Harkless looking to reverse the result from last week with a takedown. He leads 3-1. He lost to Lucas last week by that same score. 41 seconds to go. Lucas set. Harkless on top. Lucas to his feet. Harkless trying to run him off the edge of the mat. Runs out of space as Lucas isolates the hands, gets the escape. So we are at 3-2. The two big guys tie up, pummel in, and go out of bounds. Lucas on the attack, trying to come up under the arms of Harkless. Getting a little sloppy as Harkless threw him by, but threw him over way on the other mat. 19 seconds. Back in the center. Lucas under the arm, ties up on the head. And they go off the edge of the mat with 8 seconds. Lucas, a wild shot. Well, in fact, he jumped the whistle. He's going to get cautioned. Going to get cautioned again. Referee didn't even blow the whistle that time. Lucas on his horse goes after Harkless. Tries the lateral drop him. Harkless maintains his hip position, comes down on his knees off the edge of the mat. Harkless stays low, and that is the end of the bout. So indeed, Josh Harkless avenges last week's opening season loss to Jake Lucas, winning by the score of 3-2. Big guys and Nate Schoen up right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
And we are back, 285 pounds for the Selms Grove Seals. Nate Schoen, 36-0 senior from Selms Grove, and he will wrestle Isaiah Vance, a senior at 32-1 from Hempfield. As I mentioned, Vance, the runner-up at heavyweight last year, Schoen the runner-up at 220. And we are underway. Schoen in trouble already as he goes in under Vance. Vance takes him down. Schoen sits out, comes out front. So quickly, we're at 2-1. These two guys going at it like 106-pounders. Wrestling in for third place, William McChesney of Greensburg Salem and Dawson Dietz of Hampton. Vance trying to put a front headlock on Schoen. Wrestlers on their feet, locked up. Quite a weight difference between these two guys. Schoen probably around 220. Vance looks like he had to maybe cut some weight to get to 285, but I want to tell you what, this kid's put together. Schoen paws at the head of Vance, up on his toes. They lock up head-to-head. Vance driving in on Schoen, and they go off the edge of the mat. 46 seconds to go in the first period. 2-1 lead for Isaiah Vance. On their feet. Schoen tap and go. Head outside single. Vance circles. Schoen stands. Vance tosses into the mat. Schoen turns. Wow. What an exchange by these two big guys. They are going at it. No scoring, but lots of good scrambling. Schoen showing he's not afraid to go in underneath on Isaiah Vance. That time tried to get him with a little misdirection. First going to his right and then cutting back. Looking to sweep around the outside for a low single. But Vance, boy, for as big as he is quick. Duck under to a single by Schoen. Head outside single. Sits Vance to the mat. Steps across. And is going to run out of time. So Nate Schoen showing the offense, but it's Isaiah Vance showing the lead. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Isaiah Vance quickly chooses the bottom. He's set. Schoen going to have to rough him up down there a little bit. Up on all fours goes Isaiah Vance. Schoen tries to put a leg in. Vance is too big. So now he tries to lace the inside leg. Near arm and head has a Merkel. Vance shrugs him off. Gets the escape. 3-1 lead for Isaiah Vance. Vance underhooks the arm of Schoen. Big guy's locked up head to head. Vance tries to snap Schoen down. Snaps him into a front headlock and they go off the edge of the mat. Wow, Schoen shoots in on a low single before the whistle goes. He's going to get cautioned for that. Again, Schoen, he's not afraid to go in underneath. Big Isaiah Vance. On their feet, they break apart. Schoen circling, looking for an angle. Vance leads with a heavy right leg. And that's what Schoen has been trying to get to. Now Vance underhooks the left arm of Nate Schoen. Schoen again looks for a leg. Vance sacks out on him, flattens him out, circles to the rear. And with so much weight coming down on him, Schoen yelled when he came down. The referee checked. He said, no, I'm all right. He just had so much weight coming down on him. Knocked the wind out of him. 5-1 lead for Isaiah Vance. Schoen trying to press to his knees. Can't do it as Vance on the wrist keeps his weight forward. As Schoen gets small, gets to his knees. Vance from behind. Got the tight waist. Schoen sits, stands. Vance hangs on to the leg. Schoen clears the leg, cross faces. Laces the inside leg. He's got the Merkel. Gonna run out of time. He's had it twice. Now signaling over to his coaches. I'm not sure what he was signaling. He didn't get the escape though. 5-1. The score after two periods of wrestling. The referee calling time. As Schoen has to adjust his head, Gary. Where's a balaclava? Looks like he's going to hop into a race car. A balaclava with a face mask. That puts his head gear back on. He is going to start down on the mat under big Isaiah Vance. He is set. Vance on top. Vance with a tight waist. Schoen presses back to his base. Stands. Vance cradles him, throws him to his back. Schoen finds his stomach. Hempfield coach wanted some near fall points, but he quickly went from his back to his stomach. Vance with the wrist keeps all that weight forward. He's got Schoen flat on his stomach as he works near the edge of the mat. Trying to get up underneath with a wrist. Forearm in the back of the head. They are straddling the out-of-bounds line. Schoen presses to his knees. Vance with a tight waist. And they go off the edge of the mat with a minute three to go. 5-1 lead for Isaiah Vance. I want to tell you what, these two big guys have used up the batteries. They are both heaving pretty well. Doing a lot of work out there. Back in the center. Vance, weight forward. Schoen trying to clear the hips. Vance does a good job of keeping him covered. Now Schoen stands, Vance going to let him go. So the score now 5-2. Nate Schoen needs a big move. Isaiah Vance, runner-up last year at heavyweight. Going to be a tough guy to put a big move on. Ties up on the head of Schoen. Schoen tries to snap him down. They break apart. Schoen sweeps to the outside. Cuts back the opposite way. Finds an angle. He's got the ankle of Vance. But Vance with some great hips. Wow, you do not see a big guy move like he does. Squared his hips. And now puts the downward pressure. Circles around to the rear. And a two-point takedown for Isaiah Vance. And Nate Schoen trailing 7-2, but he has initiated the action. Isaiah Vance, with some great counter-wrestling, is going to come away with this win. 2-1, that is the end of the match. And Nate Schoen will suffer his first defeat of the season by the score of 7-2 to Isaiah Vance of Hempfield. And let's see who finished in third place there. Looks like it was Dawson Dietz of Hampton with the 3-1 win over William McChesney of Greensburg-Salem. So, wow, what a great heavyweight match. You usually do not see wrestling like that out of the big guys. Those two guys are out there like a couple of 106-pounders. With Isaiah Vance coming away with a 7-2 win over Sealands Grove's Nate Schoen. Well, we'll give you a quick wrap-up, and we will do that right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back at Altoona with a final wrap-up of the Super Regionals. And I can tell you, for years, my favorite tournament of the year has always been the Regional Wrestling Tournament. Always some great wrestling. The semifinals are probably the best round of wrestling in the state of Pennsylvania all season long. It's a state tournament for a lot of wrestlers that win your dual meets that are never going to make it to the state tournament. And I'll tell you what, this Super Regional, no different. It was a regional on steroids. Like I said, just because you won a state medal last year doesn't mean you're going to qualify. A lot of those guys going home without anything to show for it. Started off this morning with 106 pounds, wrestled through early afternoon, and they brought in the big guys, and we had some tremendous wrestling. We started off here this evening at 145 pounds, an unfortunate end to that match. John Altieri being taken off on a stretcher after injuring his neck because of a slam by Wyatt Henson. Riley Bauer going to be representing District 4. Bauer from Williamsport, he beat Ty Lindzen Bigler from Hempfield, that at 145 pounds. 152 pounds, we did not have a final. Alejandro Herrera Rondon, winner by default over Rocco Welsh. And Panera Johnson, who I said last week would be in the state final. He still can be, but he got beat up by Welsh today. Welsh took nothing from him, took everything from him. Gave nothing back. Beat Panera Johnson, who finished in third. Jared Kester of Connellsville was your fourth place finisher. 160 pounds. He's Cole Spencer. Was a 10-3 winner over Ethan Richter of Bellefont, finishing in third. Ryan Fry and Chase Kranitz of Norwin was the fourth place finisher. Then all four places go to Hershey next week. At 172 pounds, Trey Kibe of Mannheim Central was a winner over Luca Augustine, 5-3. Sammy Starr of Kiske finishing in third. Lance Urbis of State College finishing in fourth place. At 189 pounds, it was Ethan Rossman of Bellefont. Bellefont with two winners here tonight. 1-0 win over Gable from Dallas Town. Not a real exciting match. Brooks Gable, Justin Hart finishing in third. Colt Barley finishing in fourth. At 215 pounds, it was Josh Harkless getting some revenge over Jake Lucas. Harkless from Wilson Westlawn, Lucas from Cumberland Valley. It was Harkless with a 3-2 win. Logan Harmon finishing in third, and Cole Waitman finishing in fourth place. And finally, the best match of the evening by far, the heavyweights, and usually you don't say that about heavyweights. It usually ends up 3-1 in overtime. But these two guys really tangled. I want to tell you what, it was a lot of fun watching. Isaiah Vance, state runner-up last year at heavyweight, with a 7-2 win over Seals Grove's Nate Schoen. Dawson Deeks of Hampton finishing in third, and William McChesney from Greensburg-Salem finishing in fourth. And here's a real good example of, just because you got a medal last year doesn't mean you're going back. Oliver Ballot, who finished sixth last year to heavyweight, he got beat, finished in fifth, but will not make a return trip to Hershey next week. As I mentioned, double A's on Friday, triple A's on Saturday. We'll be there Saturday with the finals for the big guys starting around 8 o'clock. We'll follow pretty much the same format we have here the last couple weeks, where we will be doing the 145 to 285-pound wrestlers next week at Hershey. And we certainly are glad that you joined us. We know that trying to attend these events is nearly impossible, because they only give two tickets for each wrestler, and to watch it is pretty expensive unless you have a subscription to Flow Wrestling. They were here, they'll be there next week, but you got to sign up online to watch that. So we certainly appreciate you tuning in and listening to us here this evening. So again, from Altoona High School, joining us next Saturday from the Giant Center, Hershey, for the AAA State Finals. For Anthony Fiuzzo, pushing all the right buttons in our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams thanking you for joining us as the Braves and the Seals throw it down on the Res Lake. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK Sports presentation. Good night.
Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.